getting America back on track.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Wall.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez. 20 minutes after the top of the hour, we're speaking with author Kent Clisby about his new book. And Kent, when we bookmarked right there before the break, we were talking about Vladimir Lenin. Very smart. He had it figured out. It says Marxism is not going to work. This was forced upon the people. This is something that needs to be managed, right?
Not only does it need to be managed, but the masses who communism celebrates as all wanting to be one big, happy, teeming, all the same, actually are humans and we're individuals, and human nature is that we want to strive for ourselves and our families to create a good life. That's actually human nature. Communism is completely against that human nature. So Lenin, he's sitting at the top of his new country, the Soviet Union, 1918 to 1920, and he's under a lot of threat, a lot of pressure from the West, from other countries. He saw America as the greatest threat because it was the best example of how capitalism, free market, freedom, liberty, the American way, was what humans actually wanted. So he realized for communism to succeed, to take over the world, America had to be destroyed. He tasked a friend of his by the name of Willy Munzenberg, who was a German. Munzenberg was a genius at covert influence, covert action. And he asked Munzenberg to take on the responsibility of destroying America from within. And Munzenberg did that. There's a lot of research that has uncovered Munzenberg's operations. His wife survived into her 90s, and she was interviewed in the 1990s, and she provided pretty much the whole the Munzenberg Creed, I call it. And Munzenberg's Creed was exactly what I described to you earlier of what political correctness is, that America is a racist, sexist, xenophobic, capitalist, imperialist hellhole. That came directly from Munzenberg's mouth. What he did, his operation, and it was ingenious, he outdid advertising and public relations before they even really started in the United States. He targeted education, the media, and Hollywood. He created groups that all had very, very noble-sounding purposes. Americans against racism, Hollywood anti-fascist league, things like that. He created them, and he drew in all of the, he understood the American psyche. We want to be good. We want to appear like we're doing something that is noble and compassionate, and we also like to band together and be part of the crowd. It was Munzenberg that created all of those organizations, and then those organizations, they grew like a snowball going downhill. He created them, and then he went away. He died. He was killed by the Soviets, by the KGB, before World War II got going. But all these organizations that he created continued and grew, and the message became the cool message. You know, all the cool kids believe that America is racist and sexist. And that's what, it didn't require constant feeding. The KGB did not continue to run these organizations. They just set them up and then they went away. In fact, all the KGB officers were executed by Stalin. So all the people, the guys that ran this, were gone before 1940. But these organizations, this attitude, this message, continued underground until it popped up in really the 1960s and then through the 80s. It became mainstream.
Ken, let me ask you, did this kind of feed into our very nature to accept negativity over, you know, positive news?
I don't think so. See, before Munzenberg, America was very positive. That's not our nature. Munzenberg is the one that inserted this this negativity. Before that, America was very positive. It was a muscular, powerful, proud nation. And in my book, I compared two history books, one for high school students, one written in 1916 and one in 2005. And you look at the positivity in 1916, the preface before the book, the writer says, once you've read these pages, you will be a poor person indeed if you do not feel that your country is not the greatest country in the history of the world, something to that effect. 2005, it's totally negative. It's written by Howard Zinn, who's a complete PC progressive perpetrator, and it's pure negative. It's America's racist, sexist, xenophobic. So I'm sorry, Bill, I got to disagree with you there. I think
What I'm saying is that we do have some sort of, you know, affair. I mean, you know, when you listen to the news at night, what seems to get people's attention and get ratings are negative reports, not stories, not good feel good stories. That was my.
I mean, I guess if it bleeds, it leads. But that still, you can have somebody bleeding and then focus on the hero.
Right.
You know, or you can have, you know, American success stories. But that is non-PC. Talking about American success is against the politically correct view. So what you have is the news is totally, the media, the politically correct media, which is all of what people call mainstream. I call it legacy. They're not mainstream. That's not what mainstream Americans believe. ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, et cetera. They're not mainstream. They're legacy. They're leftover. They're politically correct progressives. And they believe completely in the PC progressive message, which is, boil it down to, not to put too fine a point on it, they believe America sucks. And that's the message you get. And, but that's the politically correct progressive. If you deal with normal Americans, we're not negative, we're positive. We're happy, we're energetic, we want the best for everyone else. We're good. America is a good country and Americans are good people. PC progressivism is nasty. It is negative. It is anti. That's all. If you look at that, their belief system, they are anti. Right. They're not for. And you know, Bill, I'm sorry. I'm going to talk fast, so I hope you can listen fast. Everybody.
No. That's fine. No, yeah, because we only got a couple of minutes. We're going to need to have you come back, Kent, because, you know, this is really important because what you're touching on, you know, we get this, the yin and yang of the situation, and that is most Americans are confused that we're perceived in the way in which, you know, progressives are promoting, and they are here inside America enjoying all the benefits in the world that we enjoy, and yet they're tearing us down, right?
That's exactly right. So calling them hypocrites is not gonna advance the conversation, though, because everything they do is based on a lie. It's based on Munzenberg's big lie, which is America sucks. So everything they do and say is based on a lie. Well, one thing I want to point out, though, is that they are PC progressivism. That they are not Marxists. They're not communists. They're not socialists. All of those isms stand for something, and they have a positive message, even though they're wrong.
Right.
PC progressives are anti. If you listen to Obama, if you listen to Nancy Pelosi, if you listen to
We're out of time, Kent. We're going to have you back, buddy. Obliterating Exceptionalism. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com.